Maybe in another life I could find you there. Pulled away before your time, I can't deal. It's so unfair, and it feels like heaven so far away. And it feels like the world has grown cold now that you've gone away.
Hi!
Welcome, hey!
Welcome to Wicked Paranormal Radio. I'm Amy.
I'm Kevin.
It's nice to meet you, Kevin.
It's nice to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
You too.
Really?
Like, oh yeah. So weird.
So weird.
And we will, like, Devin will be here in a little while to join us for, you know, whatever inappropriate comments she wants to add. And actually, she's the good one.
Typically
Dev is the good one, the sweet one.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take notes or something. You know, sometimes if Shelby's here, sometimes it won't be so appropriate. Kevin knows that.
Yes.
We've had some interesting conversations. So I'm getting super excited about the Paracon. I just want you to know that. This is going to be so much fun. Mid-South Deep Paracomicon in Alabama is going to be spectacular. And, I mean, it's going to be spectacular because there's lots of great guests that are going to be there. And, of course, Kevin and I will be there. So, we are going to be doing something really interesting while we're there. So, were we allowed to talk about that? Did we talk about it?
Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, yeah. So, we will be doing random interviews at the Paracon. Guests and visitors.
And live broadcasts.
Yes, live broadcasts. So, you know, don't miss out on that because, you know, who knows. And you're welcome if you see us and you want to come up and ask us a question in person. It doesn't matter how weird it is because, you know, we're both kind of weird. So, don't be scared. Just walk up and ask us whatever.
Don't be scared. Wow.
We don't fight all the time.
And they're 8, so they're going to be afraid of us. So,
but yeah, so find us, check us out. We will have a table. Table will actually be with Shobi as well, who will be doing tarot readings. Don't miss out on that, because I'm telling you, you're going to walk away like shaking your head. In a good way, yes. I mean, it's... But rainbows and butterflies, she is not. She's not going to tell you, oh, the love of your life is waiting for you right around the corner. That's not how Shobi reads. Shobi reads like real. It's a real read. Like you're going to get blunt and yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's great. And I definitely check that out. She will have a little table there and doing readings. So I'm super excited. And there's going to be food trucks, and we all know that I get excited when there's snacks involved, so snacks. I like snacks.
Wow.
Okay, so, and tea, and the most amazing teas, and coffees, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, don't miss that. So join us in Alabama. I will post more about it on our page. There's going to be a car show, so you're welcome to register your car. If you got a cool car, you want to do something spooky with it, we're down. So I will post all those links on our Facebook page, Wicked Paranormal. If you're friends with me personally, I will also post it on my personal page. I don't know what Kevin does. He does his own thing. I can't tell him what to do. He may or may not post it on his page. Who knows?
I don't even know. So it's
nobody knows. Yeah. It's a surprise for all of us. But I will definitely be posting that on our Facebook page. So if you are looking for that, looking to buy tickets, looking to be a vendor, I do believe there's still some vendor spaces open. If not, I'm sure I'll get yelled at in a minute. I think that there is. So anyways, check us out if you need links, if you need contact people, just let us know and we will be glad to help you with that. And again, please find us at the Paracon if you come, and come say hello to us, and we may interview you live on air, or you may interview us live on air. So,
oh, that'd be kind of cool. Come by, yeah, and interview us.
Yeah, come by. Come by and ask us questions. You know, we are both also paranormal investigators. So we have stuff and stories too. So check us out. It's going to be fun. Again, I'll post those links on our Facebook page. And I'm sorry if I'm talking really fast. You know, I'm on my second round of steroids for whatever the hell is going on with me. And it's making me a little like, yeah. So that's what I'm doing. Okay, so tell me. I'm so excited. Did we get a, hold on, let me make some sound effects. Porch trout.
We did get porch trout this week.
Woo!
Yep. And it was yummy. Matter of fact, I was shoveling in the last bite or two right before, and you're live.
You're choking down a porch trout.
I was, because it got here late. And so it was like, Chandler, this is going to like be done about the time we're going on the air. So yeah, luckily he played it at all. But yes, it was yummy. It was Chesapeake Bay roasted trout with a creamy lemon risotto, and it was absolutely yummy. So even though I had to eat it like at you know, lightning speed, but it was good.
So. Well, I'm glad that it was enjoyable, and I know that people that we've been waiting like a freaking year for now. Porch trout.
I think it's so funny that that's something people want to hear. Is when did the porch trout come back? So I'm actually doing, since finally, you know, trout's an option again. I'm actually doing a macadamia crusted trout next week. So, trout 2 weeks in a row.
Wow. Well, this is exciting for everyone.
So, yeah, we'll take the suspense right off the table right away. So, yeah. Trout next week, too. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I. Oh, no. Okay. So. Okay. You know, sometimes you have those points in your life, and you're like, what point of your life are you at? Oh, I am currently lighting candles with a spaghetti noodle. That's where I'm at in my life. Yep. Because, you know, the universe is like, hold on. And I posted this on my Facebook page. Hold on. We got more. There's more coming. Just wait for it.
Yep. How's your week been?
Itchy.
Yeah.
Itchy. But so far so good. I can't report anything. We did not have a show last week because I was in Florida. So I didn't meet them. I already know them. But I'm staying with some of my favorite people in the world. Denise and Larry, they've been our guests and they have become family, and so thank you for hosting us again. We love you. Shelby and I had a great time, and y'all are the best hosts. And Buddy, of course. Buddy. You know, can't forget Buddy.
Nope.
Bestest. So, but yeah, we had some interesting, we did a little bit of night fishing. I say cool. We, but it was Shelby. I didn't, but I was there, and she wiped fish hands on me and slapped me with fish heads, and it was a great time. Great time to have by all. We were on the pier, the St. Augustine Pier, fishing until like, I don't know, 3 or 4 in the morning, something like that. But it was fun, and we watched somebody catch a shark, and lots of ribbon fish. The moon was amazing. I posted pictures of it on my Facebook page. Like just the reflection of the moon on the water. It was perfect. But when we first got there, it was so weird. And I have to tell this story because, you know, aliens. So I always look at the sky when I'm in Florida because it's always so clear and you can usually see, you know, lots of stars, lots of things, questionable things in the sky. So we had just gotten to the beach. We'd had dinner and we decided to go to the beach. And we had grilled cheese, you know, the good grilled cheese.
Oh.
At our favorite grilled cheese place? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're in St. Augustine, go check out Sarbez. It's grilled cheese, and you can have gourmet grilled cheese, any kind you want. They have a
They're
lot of cool.
amazing. It's not just a grilled cheese. There's like 15 different kinds of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, you can build your own with whatever you want, different kinds of bread, cheese, whatever. And it's amazing. And you, it's just a basic place. You go up and order, but they have some really good draft beers, some local beers, some specialty beers, a lot of
Like
IPAs.
a million kinds of beers.
Yeah. No liquor, just beer and wine. So
But you
definitely,
can sample, so that's a good thing.
yes, you can. So definitely check them out. And they have lots and lots of games, like old school pinball games. They have a Ghostbusters pinball game. They have a whole room of games, and a really cool back patio where you can find Cheech, a little Cheech statue in the back porch. It's fun. So definitely check out Sarbez. So shout out. They should like give me like a free meal or something because I love them and I talk about them all the time. I get all kinds of people to go there. But so Sarbez, we went there and then we went to the pier. So we just got there, parked, walked up, went to where like next to the pier we can go down the stairs, and we were just staying there together. I was like, it's beautiful. Look, we're at the ocean, blah, blah, blah. We had just gotten there. It was like, I don't know, Sunday. Might have been Sunday. Yeah, because we drove Saturday night. So it was Sunday night. And we're out there. And all of a sudden we look up in the sky and there's this huge red burst. And then
Really?
it appears. And that's like, what was that? And she was like, I don't know. I was gonna ask you what that was. And I'm like, did we really just, what, did we see that? And then we hear this voice from down below. We didn't even know there was somebody below us because it was dark. And he was like, yeah, I saw it. He was like, I got a video of it. And we were like, oh, okay. And I was like, So we just kept walking. And all of a sudden I was like, I'm not saying it's aliens, but I think it was aliens. But then we met this really cool guy on the pier. His name was Woody. And he was fishing. He gave us some free bait to use. He let us have some shrimps and stuff. And he was really cool. And he said that it was a rocket launch.
Really?
Was supposed to be at like 8:30 or something. It got delayed because of the weather. So by then it was like 11 something and it had gone off. So that's what we saw as the rocket. It wasn't aliens, it was a rocket.
Damn it.
But then we did see a shooting star. So at least we got that. We
Yeah.
saw one at the pier and then we saw one on the way home. So that was cool. But anywho, okay, I'm done running my mouth. Any ghosty things at
Yes.
your house?
Yes, lots and lots of ghosty stuff going on at the house. Chandler and I were sitting in the study, and from behind us there were three knocks. And it was definitely like hand or knuckle on door kind of knock. So we're like, holy crap. Of course, we jump up and start looking around. Nothing, of course, in the house. And because burglars, they knock. But,
Yeah, oh, always. Yeah, they're like, hey, are you home? Because I'm about to burglar you.
excuse me, I'm here to rob you. But,
Yeah, I
so
prefer you not be here.
yeah. So there was that. Then there was, we were in the family room another night, and there were three knocks on the levelers. Like ding ding ding, the metal leveler blinds. And
Yeah.
it went from the front of my house has that big bay window with two windows on the side and then the big one in the middle. And it went across all three blinds. It was ding 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 on the one to the left, and ding 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 on the one in the middle, and then ding 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 on the one on the right.
Oh,
So
I'm not
there,
saying it's, but it sounds like Satan. I'm just kidding.
yeah, really.
It's
It's
like, is that a
if,
demon? Sorry,
yeah, really.
as old as that.
Yep. And then let's see, there's been last night there were actual voices, like the TV people, except it was like not ongoing and not on top of each other. It was like you're hearing a conversation. Where it was, and then like a female voice, and then a male voice again.
Well,
So that was in the bedroom. So, Didn't see anything this time, but yeah, and I think that's ever. Did I leave anything out? No. Yeah, so it's still going kind of. I think it's to the point now where, if I wasn't an investigator, I would probably be starting in that phase of starting to wonder if I need to
contact someone,
contact an investigator. And for anybody out there listening, if you're in kind of that that area where you're wondering whether you need to, you know, take the time, research a good investigator. But do yourself and them a favor and start documenting.
Yes.
It's super simple. You can just make a simple like chart that you fill in, like a spreadsheet with the time, the date, weather conditions, the event that happens, and yeah. And where in the house or, you know, business or whatever that it happened. That way you can start to kind of piece together everything and see what's going on. So yep, so it's looking like I'm going to have to take the advice that I've given for years and start actually writing everything down. And luckily, I know a pretty good team.
Yeah.
That I can call. So yeah. So yeah, it's to that point now where, yeah, we're probably going to have to investigate my house.
Cool. I know exactly where it is, so... You know.
Yeah. You won't get lost.
I will not. I'm pretty fluent in it.
Yep. So yeah, it's again still nothing. You know, no weird feelings, no, I mean, not that I do anyway, but
yes, yeah, you do.
People have been saying that for years, but I think I'm like a box of rocks when it comes to that.
You're also fruit bats.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. I feel like you do this long enough, you start to just, you know.
Mm-hmm. One thing I didn't realize, I was talking to somebody last night about just the changes of, I remember like years and years ago, I was like the person that everybody'd come get to, like if there was a weird smell or something. But I was always like the first to smell something, and yeah, now I don't smell anything. So getting old sucks, I guess. Although I saw a commercial about like buildup of nasal polyps, so maybe I got that.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
It's like we can scrape off the nasal polyps, and then you can breathe.
Gosh, but that's fun.
You can smell life again. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Is that necessarily a good thing? So. Yeah.
I don't know. I smell everything. That's my. I get the smells. So, but let's see. What time is it? Okay. I have not had anything ghosty happen with me, or, but I haven't been home either. So.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't. I've been home the last couple of days, but. You know, I was on last week. So I
can't. It's probably say partying the whole time you were gone.
Oh, probably. You know, as I like hit my kids like, yeah, I'm gonna throw a banger while you're gone. Yeah, let's not do that. Mom doesn't like that. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
A banger?
A banger, that's what he said. Wow. And I'm like halfway to Florida when he says it, and he's like on the phone. I think he was on the phone. Yeah. And
I'm halfway to better than a normal party?
And he's like, yeah, we're going to be throwing a banger and there's going to be a lot of dirty hoes there. And I was like, oh, wow. I am so proud right now. Jesus, Lord, be a freaking, you know, I don't know. Be a freaking Mother of the Year award. But, you know, obviously he was joking. He is my good kid. He works two jobs.
Obviously.
And, he did not throw a banger. You know, here. There's too many cameras here. And there's too
many. Yeah, really.
Mm-mm. Too many cameras, too many devices. No, we're not throwing any bangers here. If anyone's throwing a banger, it's gonna be me, and I'm gonna be involved in it. So there's that. I don't really know what banger is, but it sounds probably not appropriate. I probably shouldn't be saying it, but you know,
I don't know.
These kids these days, they have all these fancy terms.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm old. So, anywho, how about you bring our guests on tonight? I'm always do. Oh, you know, wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Real quick. I got to give a shout out to one of our favorite guests, TJ Swick. We want to say thank you so very much for our magazines. That was a very nice surprise. You're always so sweet to us, and we love having you on the show. And we're going to have you back soon, and we're going to talk about the magazine. So stay tuned for that. We'll have TJ back. TJ always has good stories and fun. I'm sorry if you can hear that. I think one of my cats is trying to throw up. This is my life.
Right? Wow.
So, Kevin, Matt, how about you start talking now? I'm going to mute for a second. So go ahead and bring your guest up while I mute, because this is – oh, stop, Muzzy, Jesus.
Well – ladies and gentlemen, if you would please welcome to our show. We have Danny on tonight. And Danny, how are you doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well. And you do a
yes,
lot.
Yes, welcome
with...
to the show. I'm sorry. I had to get my cat. This is my life. I mean, nobody wants to hear that. No, we're good.
It's the highlight of the night.
If you have pets, you know they're just they're fun. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, how did you get started in all this paranormalness?
Well, I mean, I've always been interested in it since I was a kid, or had like close encounters or whatever you want to call it. Creepy things happen ever since, like some of my first memories are like paranormal kind of things that I still, you know, think back on it and I can't really explain it. You know, I was just like a little kid. So, or I get a lot of feelings, a lot of intuition, and, you know, a lot of intuition and feeling different in different places and stuff like that. And then I didn't really pay attention to that for most of my 20s, my teens and my 20s. And, when I got a little older, I started seeing the paranormal stuff on TV and everything, and just like everybody else was. And I thought it looked like fun to do, even though I'd gone out before that and done like EVP stuff with just a recorder. Like I'd go with one of my oldest son, and we would go to a cemetery and walk around with just a voice recorder. And that's where I actually got my first EVPs ever. This is way back in, like, I don't know, 2003 or something like that. And I don't know, it kind of came and went, my interest in it, but it really happened when I got injured and I was bedridden and I couldn't go anywhere. So I started watching all these ghost shows, you know, for lack of a better term, paranormal shows. And I was like, oh, it'd be really cool to do that, you know, have one of those spirit box things. Right. And then I saw how much they cost, and I was poor, you know, I didn't have any money.
Yeah, really.
I didn't have two nickels to rub together. And so that's how I ended up figuring out, you know, I picked up my phone. And this is back, this is a while ago. So this is 11, 12 years ago. So it's right when Android phones were really starting to take a foothold. And people were really starting to download apps, like in a big way. And I just figured out how to make a simple little noise app, you know, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you started doing just some on your own investigating in around 2003.
Yeah, I mean, when I was when I was a teenager, my buddy's house, who I would hang out at every weekend or whatever, and we'd all party over there and everything else, was a haunted New England farmhouse. You know, built really? Like in the 1800s. It was real spooky, and his room was out in the barn, up in the loft of the barn. And I mean, I could write a book about all the crazy things that happened there. And the thing is I'm still friends with some of those people, so they can, like, they were there too, you know. And through the, I don't know, I've had a few instances where I stayed in places that were just really haunted. In fact, right when I started making Echovox, when I went into production for Echovox, the apartment I was living in, sorry, a guy had just died out in front of the house. The guy whose room I moved into, his father had a heart attack and died in the car out in front of the house as he was leaving. And there was also some weird, I don't know where it came from, just weird stuff with that house. Weird stuff. You're always getting touched and poked, and you always feel like you're walking through cobwebs. You guys ever on an investigation and all of a sudden you feel like you're walking through cobwebs? And that's them touching you. So so I forgot the question.
No, that's all right. I'm just enjoying listening to you
It was
mention
just how you got started in all this. Glad to know. I did the same thing. I just start talking, and then I'm like, what the hell is it supposed to be talking about? Like, what day is it? Who am I? So do you currently investigate now, or are you just doing your, do you investigate your own, do you ever investigate your own home? That's a good question, actually. Do you investigate your own?
No, I used to have a whole kit of stuff. I used to have some really cool stuff and meters and all that stuff. And now I don't have any of it anymore. I just have my phone and I just do test sessions, usually 5 minutes long, just to test the app, to see what happens. It's usually something pretty wild. And yeah, that's it.
That's cool. So tell us about the app that you have out now. The
Oh,
it looks like you have like a several.
I mean, I have a bunch up there, but there's two that are like a new gen part of a new generation, I would say, after Echovox, that they work totally different. The same concept, but certain parts of it work totally different. And that's one called SpiritTalk, and that's for Android. That's on Google Play. And then there's one called Ultravox Pro. And Ultravox Pro is like this crazy concoction of it's basically like a hot rod of digital ghost boxes. So there's like it's almost like having four Echo boxes that you can customize and reverse and change the samples and you however you want. And then it has all the other things built into it too. It also has like white noise or pink noise or brown noise if you wanted to do like more traditional kind of stuff or mess with that kind of noise. And it has, the reverb and EQ. And the biggest thing is you can make your own sound banks. So like if you wanted to go somewhere and I don't, you wanted to use a certain language or something like that, you could make a pack a file, and you just load that file up on your phone and it'll convert it to into a sound bank, and then you can use that. So, yeah, that's the first time I've done
Yeah, that's really cool. That's
How do
really
you have
cool.
Android? Do you, it's not for iPhone, just Android?
No, the only no, it's there. There's a chance I might, but the problem is that some of the libraries that are used to make like the reverb and the EQ and everything are very different on Apple, and the way you use them is very different. So I don't know 100% if it would be the same app, after it got to Apple, but I don't know.
But and you've had a lot of success with these, as far as, there's they've been on several shows.
Yeah, I really can't complain about the people that used it. I mean, 10 years, not even, well, it's more than that now, like 11, 12 years ago, I had to fight tooth and nail to get people to even open their mind to the concept of using an app for IGC or for investigation purposes or whatever, and now it's just like commonplace. Now it's just like it's normal. Before, I was like going to conventions, paranormal conventions and stuff, and like walking around with the phone in my hand, like, you got to hear this. Like just going straight to ghost hunters, like the people that are out there, like, hey, you.
Yeah, that's, I can imagine. But phones have come a long way. The apps have come a long way. With certain things, I say, why not? With if you can use your phone to do some of the stuff that like what you've got going on.
Well, I mean, your phone's a supercomputer anyway, so.
Yeah, and it's not all that, I was going to say it's not all that different than some of the meters that you might be using. Well, not meters, but some of the recorders and things like that you might be using. So yeah, why not? But
Right.
and I love the ability that that has to use different languages or different sound banks.
Yeah, you can put whatever you want in there. Like I was thinking about, I've always wanted to try dripping water because I always thought that sounded like talking. When you hear water, kind of a bunch of water running. So I'm going to try to make a bank that's just water running.
If you get voices out of that, that would be amazing.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
I
That'd be
used to
freaking
get.
cool.
Yeah, right. I mean,
Love that.
it sounds like voices sometimes when you hear water
Absolutely.
running.
Yeah. Or
So,
some drips, and it's two different tones of drips, and they just happen to drip right, and you're like,
right. That's what I was thinking about trying something like that. But that's the
this.
fun of it,
Yeah, that's absolutely cool. So what is with your with either or any of the apps that you've had out? What is, well, I was going to say your favorite, but what are some of your favorite results that you've heard about or that you've gotten yourself?
Well, I always go to my trip to Pennhurst because, and I made a little movie when I from the footage there and everything. At Pennhurst, it was crazy because the voices that were coming out, I'd never heard anything like it before, and they were like, you could tell that they're you could hear their speech impediments that they had, or
Really?
yeah, if they
That's
had a like a
cool.
mental condition, you could hear that. You could really tell the difference in what we were talking to there.
That's
So I
and
mean,
that's was that using one of them that does the sampling where it just puts random parts of sounds
yeah, that's
together?
with Echovox. With using Echovox. And anybody who wants to watch that, you can just go to YouTube and search Echovox versus Pennhurst. Like VS, like Rocky versus, so
Of
Echovox
course.
versus Pennhurst.
I love it. I'm gonna do that. I want to see. Kevin, you're gonna have to get the app because I can't because I have this stinking iPhone, but
Well,
I want to.
you could get Echovox for the iPhone, just can't get the
I
other one.
can. The new one you can't get.
No, right.
But I can get Echo. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, then
Yep. Well, you got two new customers here anyway, so.
awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always, pardon me, I got cough.
You got a what?
Cough.
Cough?
Cough.
We don't
I got
cough on.
ready to speak and then it, like, I had to cough, so
We don't cough on this show.
I didn't know if it was going to be like a like drawn out cough or it was just going to be like a
Or
so.
is it gonna be one of those like ugh.
Yeah.
Well, now you've made it into a whole thing.
I always do. I like to keep things awkward and weird. That's kind of just how I roll.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
kind of my MO. I'll just keep it weird.
Yeah, but no,
Okay.
I was doing a test while we were waiting on firing up, and I wanted to make sure that I hadn't used this headset in a while. So I was like, okay, I gotta make sure all my settings are right. And while I was testing the speaker or the microphone, I sniffed and it was like as loud as my voice. And I was like, okay, yeah, I've gotta watch it now. So I would just imagine blowing out eardrums if I coughed. So
You just reminded me of a great story for some reason with
that's
the
how we
speaker. Yeah. I was in Chicago at Andrew Oppelander's house, and he's like a ghost box guy, ghost box builder guy. And I was sitting in his workshop, and he had a speaker on the tabletop that he just took out of a box that just came from China. And he got a whole bunch of them or whatever, and this is just one random speaker. And he put the speaker down, just magnet side down, cone side facing up, put the speaker down, and then we started talking again and didn't think anything of it. And then as we were talking, all of a sudden a loud voice shot out of that speaker and said, "Hey."
Get out.
It's totally serious.
Oh,
Freak us
surprise.
out. And I mean, it was unmistakable that it came out of that unplugged, it never been plugged into anything before. It was sitting on a wood table. I
Dude.
there's no explanation for that. It was the craziest thing. And the particles in the air would be charged like crazy in there all the time, the ozone, because he had one of those what do you call it? A Tesla coil. And he always had that thing running, be playing with that, the lightning bolts and everything. But so that would kind of charge the air. So I don't know if that maybe had something to do with it, but that was pretty wild.
Dude, that's crazy. And of all the things, hey.
Yeah, just hollered it. It just hollered it. It didn't even say it. It was hollered.
Wow.
Did it say anything else? Did you try to talk to it?
No, I mean, not, no, I don't think we did. I mean, I think we were just dumbfounded.
Holy
Yeah.
shit. And grabbing the
Like,
speaker
what
and looking at it. And
the
yeah, exactly.
fuck was
Dude,
Oh, what just happened?
that may be one of my. I've been doing this since 2004 with the team that I have now. And that may be one of my favorite stories ever.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, there's no way for somebody to say, "Well, it was just the
Yeah, uh-uh.
da-da-da-da-da," because it's no, it was never been used, man. New speaker from China.
Dude, that's crazy. That's cool.
That's
That's
awesome.
cool. I'm gonna start collecting speakers now, thanks.
From China.
But that's awesome. So with the when you were doing Pinehurst and what kind of things? Were you, because I mean, if you were getting enough that you could hear speech impediments and the nuances of several words strung together, what kind of things were you?
Well, in the basement of the Mayflower building, I'm pretty sure that's where it was, they sang "Itsy Bitsy Spider." So it was like they were like, "Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water," and then it said
Get
"spout."
out.
You
Really?
know, yeah, it's a spout clear as day. It's like eight people in the room listening to it. This stuff is all on my all on in that. In that movie, Echo Box versus Pinehurst. So it's like 55-minute long movie from all the footage. And then there was one where we're in a room doing a session, and all of a sudden they just kept saying "bad man," like different voices: "bad man, bad man, bad man, hurt," all like the same
Aww.
theme. And then they got quiet. And the echoes the voices subside and it's quiet for like 3-4 seconds. And then a voice comes out of the speaker that says electrocute.
Oh,
really?
Clear as day. You can hear that. And it's also in the movie. But yeah, electrocute, it says. And they used to do shock therapy there.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a pretty freaky place. So, I mean, I got a lot of dozens and dozens and dozens of captures of audio that it blows my mind. Just one of them, just one of the captures of mm-hmm. what I got from there. You know, but I've also got some really interesting results in places that I never would have thought. Like I walked around a mill building, an old New England mill building around down in the basement of it. It's just like an industrial working building.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some crazy stuff on that. A lot of names and somebody saying they were murdered and just really weird, but you would have never thought to go there and, you know, do a session.
Mm-hmm.
Some dingy basement.
Yeah, really. Yeah, really. Now with the sample sounds that you use, is it like words or parts of words? How do you set that up?
Well, in EchoVox, there's four different banks that you can choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Most people use bank B. Just about 99% of people use bank B. Bank A does have some words in it. They're like bird and, you know, like just a few like very basic words. The rest is chopped up. Bank B is noise mixed with chopped up speech, you know, syllables, kind of stuff like that. It's a real soup of noise. And then the other two banks are made out of noise. And then the fourth bank is made from Hindi. Because at the time I was working with an Indian team. So I gave them something to experiment with. So they could use that.
Wow. So if you're using bank B and getting words.
Yeah. See, there's different types of, you're not always getting the reply from the sounds that get spit out, because it's a real time recording happening. So there's a high chance for EVP to happen. So a lot of times you'll hear like whispering, and it'll be between or on top of or just underneath the words and the sounds that you're hearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've also caught things backwards. I've gotten complete sentences that were captured backwards. So it doesn't make any sense, because the person saying it would have to be going backwards in time.
Yeah. Dude, that's so cool, though. I mean, because I don't know. It's, you know, most of the time with EVP, it's, I mean, although you do get sentences, you know, it's a lot of single words.
Right. And,
I mean, because I've gotten, you know, I died over here and talk to me longer and stuff like that. But, you know, stringing together entire sentences and things like that. I just think that's really cool.
Well, that's kind of where I'm trying to get to with this Ultravox thing, because it really, the way that it works, there's a lot of chatter, and a lot of people are saying to me that they're getting sentences out of it. So I'm hoping that is the right direction.
Right.
For that.
Yeah. Is it, does it constantly throw out like just all the blips of, you know, all the noise being strung together consistently, or does it do it like sporadic? Does that make sense? In other words, it's not just.
You can set it up to go sporadic, and then you could also change the, You can change the speed of the playback.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah, I'm gonna have to play with it. I have to admit, you've piqued my interest
Well, good.
to the nth degree. We'll probably have to get both of them just to play with, because I mean, I'm of the I don't know, the mindset that anything and everything, why not try it? You never know. And I just, the part of the reason why I was asking is kind of, I always play the devil's advocate with things, especially when you get something really cool. And there's no way that the word electrocute was programmed into this the software package.
No, then why would it know to come out right then at that
Then,
moment,
yeah. Yeah. So it's, and that's one of the things that I've said, several times is, some of the apps are really cool, but I would really like to know the developer, or to have a peek at the code or something like that, just to see if, some things could be programmed to listen for keywords like name or
Right.
something like that, and then it goes to a database of names.
Right. See, the joy in that is that my stuff has been out for so many years that it's been pulled apart by so many people that it definitely doesn't do any of those things because it would have been found out
Yeah.
forever ago,
Yeah.
a
Dude, that's
decade
so
ago.
cool. I'm excited. I'm excited. I can't wait to start playing with some of these. And just before we go to break, these are available at Google Play.
Yeah.
And the names of both of the apps are, I mean, you've got several, but the names of we're talking the Echo Vox.
EchoVox
Cool. And the Ultravox is the newest one.
Yes.
Okay, and
Brand new. So
it
only been
hadn't
out
been
a
out
few weeks.
long.
Yeah, it's only been out a few weeks.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow. Okay. So Kevin will have to get that one and I'll get the other one so that.
I will
Because
too. Don't
I got the
think I
stinking
won't.
out of them, So. All right, we're going to go to break. Right? On the right time. Am I doing it? Oh, 8:59. Yeah. So I don't want to start talking about anything else because we're about to go on break. If Stan is ready, we're ready. And y'all come back. We're just gonna go grab a drink. If you know me, you know what I'm gonna be doing. It's
Yeah.
9 o'clock, I gotta pee. So
9 o'clock, gotta pee.
it's like clockwork. Like, okay, it's 9 o'clock. I gotta go on a break.
Yeah, go pour yourself a drink and we'll be back in a few.
Yeah, we'll be back in just a minute.
Coming soon.
Deep South Para Comic Con 2023.
Check out this amazing event that will have you laughing and screaming all at the same time.
This event has it all. From some cast members from The Walking Dead, workshops to help with psychic abilities, an oddities room, and even more. Not to mention the yummy food and amazing guest speakers. Don't miss out on this amazing paranormal experience. Get your tickets now as spaces are limited.
Don't forget the kiddos. It's a family-friendly event.
Deep South Para Comic Con in Ozark, Alabama, August 19th and 20th, 2023. Visit www.deepsouthparacomiccon.com to get your tickets today.
Are you looking for web design, press releases, blog posts, product descriptions, academic writing,
to cheat in class,
social media marketing,
and even logo design?
Don't worry, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to list them right here. You need to visit Arden Marketing Enterprises at arden-ent.com. That's arden-ent.com. Or if you would like to speak personally to the owner of Arden Marketing Enterprises, call Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Again, Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Get on it.
Have you thought about becoming a published author? Don't have time around work, school, or family? Let us do the work for you. Save time by allowing eWriter Resources to work for you. You deserve the best online writing services available. Let us make your book and your dreams come true. Be a published author in 14 days when we custom ghostwrite your ebook. If you need an expert, allow us to handle your business writing and ebook. We are capable of creating ebook covers, websites, and all the content to go on it. Check us out at ewriterresources.com.
Loved ones, ready to finish that argument you knew you would win, but you croaked before you could prove your point? No worries. Adopt your Seance Sammy doll now. Set this yarn-made Sammy doll in the middle of the circle, and poof, your loved one transfers into the doll for you to do as you will. Yell, hug, kiss, smack, or burn. Take him to the movies, sleep with him, talk over tea, drown him with a pocket full of rocks. Get your Seance Sammy and begin your torturous healing today. And now, for those who prefer to talk to a female loved one that has passed, get your Seance Sally. All Seance Sammies and Sallies are subject to possession, and we hold no responsibilities for any and all mishaps dealing with a Seance Sammy or Seance Sally, including, but not limited to, burns, broken heart, measles, anal leakage, nightmares, and more. To claim your Seance Sammy coupon, call 1-800-POSSESSED. Again, that number is 1-800-POSSESSED. Doggy, doggy, where's my bone box for your dog man? Keep your dog man entertained during your working hours with our new Doggy, doggy, where's my bone box? Inside each and every box is a cool, indestructible toy that either wiggles, wobbles, or screams bloody murder. Included is the heart of one's enemy and the tastiest of tasties, a baby liver. That's right. Keep your trash can intact, your cat alive, and your dog man happy with the new Doggy Doggy Where's My Bone Box. For a small monthly payment of $199.96, your dog man will be the happiest dog man ever on the 13th of every month with a new box of fun and yum. Start your subscription for your Doggy Doggy Where's My Bone Box now by calling 1-800 Where's My Bone? Again, that number is 1-800 Where's My Bone? Doggy Doggy Where's My Bone Box now with a new spray scent of Spunky Bunny.
Coming soon!
Deep South Para Comic Con 2023.
Check out this amazing event that will have you laughing and screaming all at the same time.
This event has it all. From some cast members from The Walking Dead, workshops to help with psychic abilities, an oddities room, and even more. Not to mention the yummy food and amazing guest speakers. Don't miss out on this amazing paranormal experience. Get your tickets now as spaces are limited.
Don't forget the kiddos. It's a family-friendly event.
Deep South Para Comic Con in Ozark, Alabama, August 19th and 20th, 2023. Visit www.deepsouthparacomiccon.com to get your tickets today.
Hey.
We're live.
Welcome back. Oh, sorry. I was just talking about my cocaine.
I was starting to panic. I was like, oh my gosh, they're starting a conversation or something.
No, I was just showing her my cocaine.
I got you.
Yeah. It's cool. So. Anyways, yeah, my son told me I have too many random pieces of wood laying around the house. I have like beech wood and, you know, river wood, and you never know.
Can you ever have too much wood?
No, or candles. So yeah, so I got to give a shout out to Kroger right now, because go to the Kroger's, y'all, because the good candles, the $12.99 ones with the essential oils and all that, the Tuscany, yeah, they're $5 right now. So 60% off, $5. Do it. They smell great.
But anyway, if you're buying candles, go ahead and get the lighter with the long tips. You don't have to light them with spaghetti noodles.
But it works. In case of an emergency, as long as you already have fire, you can light one of those like tall candles, pillar candles. That's all the way to the bottom with a spaghetti noodle. Natalia taught me that. I think she saw it on TikTok.
TikTok. Yeah. Learn everything from TikTok.
We do. We're all going to be doing the pickle challenge thing. So,
is that the one, the big one with the where you core it out and stuff it full of candy?
Yeah. And, well, you put Takis inside and you put tahine and chamoy on it and you wrap it in a fruit roll up. And you put some Takis inside and some weird. Yeah. We're going to try it. Everybody says it's good. You know, I'll try anything once.
I did try this past week, though. I tried a spicy pickle with, I don't know what they're called, but it's like the candy squirts that they're in the tube that comes out like toothpaste with that and cheese. And
Devin's over here like gagging. And I'm drinking and trying not to laugh. Like,
that's what I thought too. I was like, yeah, there's no way. Nuh-uh.
What was in the tube?
It's like a tube? What do you call, what is that, Chandler? In the tubes, the squirt candies. I don't know, but it's like a Sour Patch Sweet Kids something.
And you put it on the pickle.
Yeah.
You put tahini or anything on that?
No, this was just that squirt candy with a roll of cheese or a slice of cheese and a pickle. And surprisingly, I got to admit, I mean, I was like, it was actually pretty good.
That's what everybody says about that other one. So I can't wait. And you know, I love pieces of
tahini. I was like, holy shit, that shouldn't be that good. But it was, I actually had another one.
Most everything. So.
That
I want to eat.
But.
Okay. I went sideways on that one. Anyways, talking about tahini, because you know I have this weird thing about tahini too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have it in my car. Nishobi has it in her car. In the house, I have it at their house. It's everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. Yeah. Like, I got a problem. Anyways, so let's get back to Ghost. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you say let's get back to Ghost? Go ahead. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Let's start talking about this is a paranormal show. Here we are talking about pickles. They could be haunted pickles, and then it's a story, right?
Yeah, truly. Truly, truly. So I am going to be downloading these apps.
I'm excited.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. So some of these, which were either, well, I guess the new one's only been out a couple weeks. So the Echo Box is the one that's been on several TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
That's awesome. It was, let's see, Paranormal Lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Hunters International.
Yeah, I think so.
And Psychic Kids, right?
Mm-hmm. And also in other countries, it's been on TV in other countries a bunch. Like, it's been on TV in India a couple times, and in Malaysia with Rob Damaris. He used it in Malaysia on TV there.
Wow. Do you, when this comes up and it's like they're getting cool stuff from all these different places that you may not have access to, do you get to you know, do they send you the clips or anything? Or
you know, you'd be surprised. I really don't hear from people unless there's like a legal thing involved. Like, if someone was making a TV show and they were going to actually show the Echo Box, uh-huh, like on the screen, then they would have me sign, you know, I signed some papers or whatever saying I'm not going to sue them for, you know, using my copyright stuff in their thing, basically. So you'll notice in the show there with Nick Groff, I can't even remember what it was called. But he used it, but you don't see it. He mentions it. He says Echo Vox and you hear it, but you never actually see it.
So they can say it.
Is it Paranormal Talent?
Paranormal Lockdown, I think.
Lockdown. Okay. Yes.
So they can refer to it and you can hear the output from it as long as they don't show it.
Yeah. He said the name of it and carried around a speaker. I was happy. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah. Do they go ahead and tell you anyway that they're going to be using your equipment?
Nah.
Really? So it could be on like a bunch of shows and we don't know it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I mean, you know, I have a lot of users in Brazil. I don't know what goes on in Brazil. They have ghost hunting shows in Brazil and stuff like that. You know,
right.
Now I want to Google to see if Brazil has ghost hunting shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Devin's doing it right now.
The app that I just put out, the Spirit Talk one, it has two sound banks in it. One's English and the other's Portuguese, because I wanted to see if the Brazilian people wanted to use, you know, a Portuguese sound bank.
But that's it's a sound bank, though. So you could, even if you're an investigator here, use the sounds. It doesn't matter what the language is.
The language doesn't really matter. It's more like the people want to do it in their own language for some reason.
Yeah.
The sounds, like in Portuguese, has certain sounds that you don't get in English, you know, like the combinations of the words and the letters or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you need to have those sounds in order to form Portuguese speech.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I was just thinking you could probably still get things that sound English with a Portuguese data bank and vice versa.
Sure. Yeah, you can and you do.
God, that's awesome. Dude, I can't wait to play with this. Yeah, can't wait. Stay tuned, because I'm gonna be using this. I want to book an investigation now, just so I can. So of course I come complete with haunted house, so I guess I'll be using this in the
house.
Well,
I'll tell you right now that if you use it somewhere with activity, that it's like a booster.
Really?
Something about it. Once you start, it's almost like a Ouija board effect. Like once you start using it, it kind of, you know, could amp everything up.
Right.
Don't say I didn't warn.
Yep. So I won't touch a Ouija board, but I'll play with this.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had bad back when in the 80s in college, a really 3-day event. 3-day long event that started with the Ouija board. So yeah, I'm nope. So
well, I've definitely noticed that using Echo Box, the more often you use it, and the longer you use it, the more intense the energy becomes.
Cool. I'm game. So yeah. Plus, I want to see what's going on here. So I mean, it's like I said, there's a lot of tools out there, and you know, there has to be an evolution of things that we use. You know, as I don't know, computers get more, I don't know, quicker and smaller. So who's to say? And I go both ways with you know, technology. I like the new stuff, and I like the you know, way old school.
Right.
So yeah, it's nice to have a fun arsenal to pull out.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Excited. What is one of the spookiest or like the holy shit moments, that you know of or had to happen to you with the Echo Box?
Let's see, spookiest. Well, I just told this story last night on a different show that they asked the same question, so I'm going to give the same answer. Mm-hmm. That there's a bunch of them, but one I could think of. Oh no! Actually, I've got a better one.
Yay!
this one's even better. Is that all right? I had a little bedroom. This is in the apartment that I said was really haunted. When I was coming up with Echo Box.
Right.
I didn't have a full bed. I just had a mattress on the floor. And I had a lamp and a dresser, and that's all that was in the room. And the lamp was a lamp that you can get at Walmart that stood up and, you know, came in three pieces and you screwed it together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was a tall lamp.
Yeah. Like a floor lamp with the blossom at the top.
And it had a thing on it that you pull to turn it on. It was a ball chain with a big ball at the bottom. So it's little, you know, a ball chain. And then it had, you know, a big ball hanging from the bottom. And when you turned on the light or moved it, the ball would hit the lamp and ping, do like a little bell sound. You know, like as soon as you turn on the light, you pull it down and you let it go and it go ping.
Right.
Every single night, I would go to bed. It didn't matter what time it was. It didn't matter. I would lay down in that bed and turn out the lights and roll over or whatever and just be ready to go to sleep. And just as I'm falling asleep, ding, that thing would go off. Every single night, no matter when I was falling asleep. And I'm telling you, I checked everything. I jumped up and down on the floor. I pushed on the walls. I blew on it. I did everything I could do to see. There was no fan on. There was no nothing. And it always waited. Like, how did it know, you know, that I was in the twilight? I was in the twilight. I was just about to fall asleep. And bing. That to me is like super spooky.
Yeah,
how
I like
long
that.
Did you live there?
How long did I didn't live there very long. I only lived there a few months.
It's okay. Time to go.
It's too loud
but
here.
You know what? I have one more quick story is that the apartment I lived in after that was a third floor of an older building. And one day I was sitting in there with my whole family in the apartment, and it was just the middle of the day. And all of a sudden on the door, the back door of the house, it was like a cop knock. Boom, 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 boom. Four huge knocks. And I was like, you know, being the man of the house, I had to run to the door to see who the hell's knocking on my door like that. So I ran over there as quick as I could, and I opened that door. And there was nobody there. And I could see all the way down the stairway. It's impossible for somebody to have done that and run down the stairs.
Wow.
And I'm saying it was like forceful. Forceful.
That's crazy. Well, I know. I mean, that knock just happened. I don't know. That wasn't a week ago here. Maybe
I heard
a week
you
and a half
that.
Ago. Yeah. So, I can identify with that. I can identify with that. Yeah. And people that have been to my house for years have always said that, you know, having a ghost group and my sensitives out and all that. I know the area that 90% of them is active, which is right behind, actually right now to my back is the door into the study, and it's in the hallway right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So, over the last little bit, it's moved from that into the dining room and kitchen, which we see from the family room and in the bedroom. So, that was like right behind us. And it was like, okay, there's no way. And, you know, nobody's in there or in here.
Right.
But still, you got to go look. And your first thing, of course, now with everything going on, our first thing isn't person. It's, you know, okay, there it goes again. And but you still gotta look. You know, we've been downstairs with you know, firearms. We were swearing something downstairs. But Amy, are you saying something?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was.
Well, I didn't know if you were trying to ask questions, and it was.
Well,
like...
no, but we did find out that they do have paranormal shows there, their own. paranormal show.
Oh, in Brazil?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So, yeah,
so now we have to watch them all to see if we see your devices.
Very well could be. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you know with the psychic children, when it was used on that with Chris Fleming, were you privy to any of the results that were gotten on that show?
No, I should ask Chris. I haven't talked to him in maybe 8 years or something.
Yeah, I investigated with him in Atlanta probably 15 years ago now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And back,
he was one of the first guys ever that I talked to, you know, the first paranormal people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a convention here in Atlanta with him. And that's where I bought the REM pod that I still use today is he had one. And we had was interesting. It through the veil? What?
Was it through the veil?
It was.
Okay, cool.
It was. Yeah, it was so fun to investigate with him. But yeah, we had some cool results, and it was like, you know, do you have more of those? He's like, yeah. So next morning I was down there getting one of those from him.
But cool.
Yeah, so I was just interested to see if he had, you know, what you had story, if you had any of the stories of what he was getting with it.
Yeah, I mean, people do stuff and they don't tell me. Like Barry Fitzgerald was over there in wherever the hell he lives, in some castle somewhere, and doing all kinds of experiments. He never told me what the results were back in the day. This is like forever ago, but he was doing all kinds of experiments with, you know, that stuff.
Yeah. Well, if I get cool stuff, I'm going to send it to you. So,
yeah, I appreciate it.
So, and let you know when. I don't know, maybe what we can do is schedule, since we're running up on the close of the show, we can plan on having you back, you know, in several months or whenever, and, you know,
after play we some use of our goodies.
Yeah, and we can play some of the stuff that we're getting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That
would be cool.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
Sure. Just let me know.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see. So you've done Pinhurst. Have you done any of the other, you know, any other well-known?
Waverly or?
No, I did some place in Massachusetts, in Western Massachusetts, where I can never remember the name of it. It was some like Masonic lodge place. I cannot remember the name of it. And then some private place down in New Orleans, some bar in New Orleans. Yeah.
Now, were you investigating or were you drinking?
A little. Well, no, I don't drink, so I wasn't drinking. But
okay,
was,
cool.
Yeah, but I was definitely in a bar talking to ghosts. I've always wanted to go to all the places that everybody goes to, but life has just been kind of chaotic, and I haven't been able to do it.
I hear you. Where are you located?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I was just down there.
Yeah. I heard you say St. Augustine.
On my way to St. Augustine, yeah. I'm there a couple times a year. That's like my favorite. That's my happy place. St. Augustine is my happy place.
Yeah, it's nice there.
Well, what we'll have to do is next time we're down there, we'll have to give you a call. And if you're available, you can come over and investigate with us and hang out.
Oh yeah, we could go to Green Cove Springs. We could go to Green Springs Jail. That
absolutely. That'd be a blast. Jail in
Florida. I love that place.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll make some investigation stories together and And what we ought to do is plan to do, like, we'll play with the, you know, with your apps and then do that investigation, set up something down there, have you come out and investigate with us, and then do the show.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
we could do it live.
Yep. That would be awesome.
Live. Yeah.
Do they go live?
Yeah, we could do the show live.
That would be cool.
At Green Cove Springs or someplace, you know, around St. Augustine, but I haven't been back to Green Cove Springs since I did that event there, but I would like to go back and go again. And Denise and Larry have some hookups there, so.
Okay. Sold. Mm-hmm. Sold. So yeah, we'll see about setting up something like that and see if you're available then, or, you know, when you think you can make it and kind of work around that.
Oh, I'm pretty open.
See if we can do some investigations together. That'd be kind of fun.
Just need to get somebody to watch the dog. That's it.
I hear you there. I hear you there. Yep. I had to leave mine for a week with it was my son, so I was good with it, but I was still like, oh my gosh, I'm having to leave my dog. But so before we close, let everybody know where they can find your apps, what they're, you know, the names of them again, and you know, and maybe, I don't know, you know, try the Bank B.
Right, yeah. Well, the easiest thing to do is just go to Google Play and type in Big Beard Studios in the search bar, and it'll pull up a link to all my apps. Or you can search for Echo Vox, and that's probably the easiest way. And then if you're on YouTube, it's a kind of a dead YouTube channel, but there's a lot there. I haven't updated it anything in a long time, but it'll still be new to you. Mm-hmm. And that's Big Beard Studios on YouTube.
I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to turn on the Pennhurst one, and like, as soon as we're done with the show, I'm going to be like, I got to.
I was just thinking that.
I think you'll really like it. I do. I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I can't wait. So.
Right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out to hang out with us, our ridiculousness. And that's really cool that you're in Jacksonville, and we're going to have to hang out.
Yeah, let me know.
Meet and have coffee, whatever.
Yeah. We have grilled cheese sandwiches.
We can have grilled cheese. Oh my God, you have to go there. If you go down to St. Augustine, go to Sarbes. It's on the other side of the Bridge of Lions. It is delightful. You go over the Bridge of Lions, it's on the right. Check it out. So much fun. There's a Ghostbusters pinball machine. I'm sorry. I'm like,
if it's close. Ghostbusters, it's got to be good.
Yeah. But anyway, so thank you so much. We're glad to have you. Yeah. And we definitely want to have you back after we try out the apps. I'm so excited.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you and all the support that you give us.
Next week, we have a really interesting show because we have Jason and Mary on. And Jason and Mary actually started Wicked Paranormal with me on this journey that I've been on for a few years now. So it's exciting to have them back, and they always have some cool stuff. And you know, Jason's always like making stuff. He like makes paranormal equipment with guitars.
Gets my brain going.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it. And they have a haunted doll. So anyway, tune in next week. And again, Danny, thank you so much. It's been so fun.
Danny, it was so nice to meet you and talk to you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Y'all have a great night. I will be posting links to, if we get some cool stuff with our apps, I'll post links to that on our Wicked Paranormal page. I will also be posting links to the Deep South Paracomicon that's coming up in Alabama. I'm so excited. And there's going to be fun people, and there's going to be food trucks with snacks and cake pops and coffees and teas and tarot readings and haunted items, lots of haunted items. So,
and responsibly sourced cedar bundles.
Yes, responsibly sourced from that freaking cedar tree. I didn't say it. So, you know, save the cedar tree, okay? Don't let Nashobe tear the tree down. We will be selling cedar bundles from it so we can save its life. So anyway, we'll see you at the fair. We'll see you at the Paracon. Love y'all. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Spooky.